Swap out, I took class. Books. If I didn't have the knowledge, I wouldn't last. I didn't make it to college, I grew up fast. I got on my feet, I ran to the bag. Call me BP, I run through the gas. A meeting in Cabo, a boss from Colossal.
All right, what's up, everybody? Robert Pepo back with Small Business Uncensored, number 25. Again, this podcast is sponsored by Pepo Subs. As always, my restaurant, please go check it out. Now, I'm going to start off by saying I am 1/4 of the way to my goal of 100 podcasts. I'm on number 25 right now. That was my goal when I set out. I'm 1/4 of the way there, so I'm pretty happy about that. But I'm actually about halfway to the goal of the views and downloads that was my marker to get to when I started out, to really have something, see if this is going to go somewhere where I can start to, you know, say, hey, these are my views, these are my listeners, this is my engagement, and, you know, get better guests on and go for some advertisement sponsorships with brands and people that I really like. Of course, I'm going to stick with Pepo's for everything, obviously. But when you get to a certain level, of course, you can start to get more creative and get more people involved. You know, this thing was never about making money for me necessarily. It's something that I love to do. I have like unlimited content in my brain, I feel. And so it was just an outlet for me to give back and to help and to make new connections. And so where I'm at now is a really good place where I'm kind of getting where I really want to go at, what I want to do, and how the next kind of chapter is going to go. So from the 25 episodes, I've learned a lot. And so there's a part of this that was brought to me the other day by someone I really trust about, you know, rebranding and talking about, you know, opening it up the channel for more things and how that all looks. And so I think it's a great idea. So I called it Small Business Uncensored, obviously, since the beginning, about 1 year ago. And that's my bread and butter, right? It's what I focus on. And small business is the lifeblood of the communities, of business in general. And it's what I know. So Small Business Uncensored, because a lot of this shit is uncensored. I mean, these things are tough. There's a lot you got to deal with. And so that opened up, you know, the uncensored part of that opened up a lot that I could say about myself and my business and kind of how I am as an owner and the people I look up to, how they function. It's in an uncensored type of manner. Okay. But small business may be sort of limiting, right? So people see small business, if they're not really in tune with small business or business in general, they just want something to listen to, they might pass that by and say, oh, it's just focused on business, which there has been a lot of, because that's a lot of my friends, it's what I do, things like that, and the communities I'm in. But I have a lot more in me and several different topics, a lot of things I'm interested in, and a lot of things that the listeners are probably able to resonate with and get some sort of value from, especially when I start bringing guests on, that I don't want it to limit the exposure by just my name being Small Business Uncensored. I want to open it up to a lot more things. So I want to do something with just the uncensored. Okay. So whether it's the uncensored podcast or just uncensored, the uncensored show, whatever, I'll get more into a few more of those things, but I'm definitely thinking of a rebranding, keeping it, you know, the channel, the look the same, the ideas the same, the vibe the same, but just opening up that name to garnish more listeners, more guests, and something that would generate a little bit more generally across all genres, because I believe that's what I can do as a host, as a moderator, as someone that can bring somebody on from a super different background, but to be able to get the most out of them to add the value back to you and back to my guest. So I'm toying with that. There's another thing. I keep, you know, upping my equipment and what I'm going to do and where I'm going to do it at. I'm considering a build out for an actual podcast place. That's a set place, built out for the show, you know, branding. Okay. And I treat this like a business. So, let's treat it like a business that I have a set schedule. I have a plan for it, for a short-term plan, you know, semi-distant plan, and then, a long-term vision. And I put the money in, so I invest in it, and there's structure, And what I'm going to do is going to be all tied towards that to get to the next level. Okay. So the reason I'm doing that was never monetary, like I said in the beginning. Of course, good things can come of that, connections, advertisements, things like that, and building your personal brand. And I'm going to do that. And it's really what I want to do. And doing all these things is going to put me in a better position to do that, offer more to you, the listener, and to the guests that I have on. All right. So that's sort of the short-term goal for the podcast. Okay. So stay tuned. Everything will be the same. I'm always going to deliver good content, but I'm definitely thinking of changing it up a bit. On that same topic, changing it up a bit, I had some people reach out pretty recently. One, a female moderator person that could, you know, jump on with me. That could be a co-host, that could be a behind the scenes role, that could be someone that opens up a different dynamic for the channel with me. This person we've known a long time, a small business owner, different vibe, right? So it brings a different vibe to the channel. Definitely something I'm strongly considering, and we're definitely going to run one or two or something podcasts, catch the vibe on that and see what it is. Another person is a gentleman that's in the more professional setting, right? So that brings a whole nother dynamic to it too. And someone that could, you know, go tit for tat with me, but also bring a different element, from that side of the corporate world and, you know, just shoot the shit with me that way as a host, as a moderator. Now those are just two things I'm toying with, and whatever has the best vibe and something, you know, maybe I'll go with it. Maybe they'll be here and there co-host and shit like that. People that are down to do something. So I'm eager to try those things and see what works best. You know, a lot of these podcasts have multiple people on, which was always my intention. I always want to work with people. That's the whole point of this, having guests on or co-hosts, moderators. But I've just getting after it on my own because that's how you got to start. It's fucking lonely to start, and you got to go all in, and then the right people will come. Okay, so I'm at that stage now, right? These are natural progressions in business and podcasts and trying new things. All right. So, and not everything's going to work either. And that's okay, but you got to try the shit, right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to fucking be doing all those things. So, look for a lot more different things like that. Also want to do is bring different topics in, right? So I take cues from social media. As you know, I'm heavy on social media. And a lot of people ask me about fitness, okay? Training, diet, you know, how do you stay so motivated? What do you do? Okay, so there's going to be some more elements of that. I've touched on a couple, of course, if you look back in the episodes, there are some that touch on that. But it's a big part of my life. And again, personal branding, you know, fitness is our brands, small business, these things go hand in hand. You know, so whatever you're doing very much could go hand in hand with these things. Fitness is a big part of mine, and a lot of people reach out to me. So I might as well put some of that content here because that's what my viewer base is. Okay, and I know a lot about it, right? I try and stay in my fucking lane. Talk about what I know, business, fitness, army, you know, but I also really like cars, of course, as you know, well, as most of you know. And so all these topics that I actually genuinely like, but doesn't have to be the core focus, will be interwoven in to get a more diverse listener base, to get bigger reach, and to have better guests on that can see the diversity in my podcast and my abilities as a host. So when new people come on, they can see that they're comfortable and we can talk about any topic, not just small business. And, we can really shine a light on what those people are doing. All right. So that's always been a goal of mine. And luckily, you know, there's been a few people that have been like, hey, yo, push it. Let's go. Let's do something else. Let's do something different. Let's do something better. And again, that's natural. And I'm always open to those things. Okay. I'm always open to what's next, what's better, what I could be doing. You know, it's a slightly bad thing to be in the position I am. It's a blessing and a curse always, right? For high achievers or success or whatever, because not many people check me. Not many people give me the feedback, right? They just watch or say, oh, you got it all figured out. Oh, you know what you're doing. You're on a roll. No, fuck that. Okay. There's so much room for, I guess I could say constructive criticism, but feedback. Okay. If people don't get feedback, they don't know, right? So viewers go up, that's some feedback. If views go down, that's some feedback. If somebody says, hey, what about this? That's some feedback, right? So they can come in many different ways. The problem becomes is when people think you got it all figured out, or that, you know, you're just fucking doing this and this is what you do, that you don't need any help, that you don't need any insight. That's not fucking true at all. Okay. Now you do that the right way. Don't just say, oh, well, this part sucked. You know, there's a right and wrong way to do this. You know, I like to approach and say, hey, that's a great idea, but have you ever considered this? Or I love what you're doing. Have you ever thought this? Those things go a long way, actually, because when you just set that seed, people can run with that, all right? Set the seed, water that shit, watch it grow. All right, so when people set seeds in my head, I write it down, I think about it, I look at what other people are doing, and I think, oh, this is either going to be good for me or maybe I shouldn't do this. And then I go and fucking get it done, try it, or I fucking throw it to the side and say, hey, that didn't work, no problem. But I've often found out that when nobody checks me, nobody's holding me accountable, nobody checks in on me, it's fucking hard, man. And that's never going to deter me, for sure. I will always just get it done, do the work, and figure it out and keep going. And the things that will happen naturally will happen, for good or for bad, right? And so I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that. And some people aren't, so they never start, but that's a whole nother topic. So recapping, we're going to look into and probably do a rebranding, okay? We're going to bring either new co-hosts or moderators on behind the scenes, because like Joe Rogan, Patrick Bet-David, they always have a team around them. All right, these good podcasters, the Nelk Boys, Impulsive. These are the ones I really like, and they always have other people with them, okay? Whether it's behind the scenes, like Joe Rogan has Jamie, or Patrick Bet-David, who's got them right there on to make that podcast better, flow, more insight, and someone who brings the diversity to it. All right, so I'm super eager for that, and that should be coming up pretty soon. I'm busy. A lot of people are busy, and so it just takes time to do it. Guests, for sure, are coming. There's actually a platform that reached out to me, a podcasting host, like a guest podcast platform that reached out and said, hey, we can get good guests for you, whatever. It's not a thing I want to do because I have a lot of people that I'd like to be on. I have like a list of probably 10 to 15 solid motherfuckers that I'd really like to have on. But again, I don't ask these people until I'm fucking ready. I want to drive value to them. And with the new branding, you know, I always think about what people are going to do with the content when they get it, how I'm going to deliver it to them, things like that. You know, possibly rebranding is going to open that up to look even better for my guest, all right? And having a co-host, a moderator to help, you know, run the cameras, run the logic, ask questions. If there's something else we need to look up, I really like that aspect of it. Hey, look that up, do that thing. It's cool. But also to help, you know, build the brand with somebody because it's 24/7. It's a full-time job. From my business that I'm doing that keeps me busy, the fucking army, I'm still in the National Guard, keeps me busy. The podcast keeps me busy. Life in general keeps us all busy. Being in shape takes a lot of fucking time, going to the gym every day. All right, so these things take a lot of time, and building a small team is very, very important. The right people on the team, all right? There's an analogy from a book I read years ago. I think it was from Outliers. That's what I'm thinking. Or no, maybe Good to Great. I think it was Good to Great. Okay. Both very good books, by the way. It was about the right people on the bus. Okay. Getting the right people on the bus is the hard part. Okay. But once they're on the bus, what seats are they in? All right. Who's the driver? Do you have a co-driver? Who are your passengers? Where are you going? Do you have directions to where you're going? Right. Who's on the bus? All right. Building a small team is very important. And there's things that I am just not good at that other people could be better at. There's dynamics that I can't bring to the channel that other people can, right? When I figure these things out and when it makes sense, it's going to be fucking great, all right? And it's going to work really well, and I'm eager for that. So I'm going to deliver you guys better content, constantly doing it. I wanted to give you more updates and talk about what I'm doing. And then, you know, if anybody's listening to this and wants to be on, I think they have a unique story because there's a lot of people with some pretty good stories. Reach out to me, okay? I'm pretty consistent with what I'm doing. There's a method to what I'm doing. I'll get it done. We'll get it done. And it'd be something pretty cool. So I appreciate you guys. Check out all social media. Check out Peppo Subs. Links will all be in the descriptions. Again, I appreciate you guys. Robert Peppo, Small Business Uncensored. Let's get it. Toast to success and them suckers we killed cause they thought they was stopping us. Whoa, I feel like money. Louis V. Duffel, I stuffed it with hundreds. They can't get enough. That shit sweet like some honey.